VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A magnitude 6.6 earthquake has hit northern Japan near a major city. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck the island of Hokkaido about 3 a.m. local time on Thursday. The quake's epicenter is about 27 kilometers east of the city of Tamakamai, which has a population of about 175,000, and 65 kilometers southeast of Sapporo, which is a major metropolitan area of 1.9 million people. The quake triggered a blackout across a wide area in Hokkaido, and it affected telephone service and television broadcasting in Sapporo. A Trump official writes in the New York Times that senior officials are pushing back against an amoral and impetuous president. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Someone identified as a senior official wrote an anonymous op-ed that the New York Times published under the headline, "I am part of the resistance inside the Trump administration." The official writes, "Many senior officials are working diligently from within to frustrate parts of Trump's agenda and his worst inclinations." The writer counts as successes the massive tax cut and rollbacks of environmental regulations, but says there's a two-track presidency underway, one in which the president embraces autocrats like Vladimir Putin, and another that seeks to preserve U.S. relations with like-minded democracies. This isn't the work of the so-called deep state, the writer says. It's the work of the steady state. Warren Levinson, New York.
On Wednesday, Mr. Trump called the editorial gutless and a disgrace. His spokeswoman called the anonymous official a coward and said the writer should resign. And on Wednesday night, the president tweeted another message. He demanded that the New York Times immediately turn over an anonymous official of his administration for prosecution. He said if the person does indeed exist, the Times must, for national security purposes, turn him over to the government at once. This is VOA.